Dear Shooter, it's rant time. After getting all excited about the possibility of suppressors being taken off the NFA, we find that the very people who championed the move have now killed it. On a lighter note, some new pew-pews have arrived, and they are very impressive. But they did state that when these guns are put together with different pieces or whatever, it's like an organ transplant.
Yeah, I got an F in shooting once.
It's a perishable skill.
Quitting?
Yes. My favorite death threat I ever got, the guy left his email address on.
He's just going to make it rain in Spanish, that's all.
Here's 20 cents, here's 20 cents, here's 20 cents. Wow, you just made that
clip
weird.
On, it's not a strap on.
2 weeks for all that? That isn't training, that's camp.
You couldn't read a brochure on all that shit in that time.
Prepare to enter the space where nothing is safe, nothing is sacred, and offensive conversation is encouraged. Welcome to the Deer Shooter Podcast and your hosts, Jason Wilson, Brandy, and Jason Croteau.
So, all these people that have been getting us all excited that, hey, we're going to finally delist suppressors because they are a safety device.
That's correct.
Are now killing it.
Well, we've just went through an evolution where legislation was introduced that actually had a real shot at some common sense delisting of a piece of equipment that doesn't belong there anyway. And in this early stages of this process, it looks like some Republicans and Chris Cox, formerly chief counsel at the NRA. This is the guy that allowed the bump stock ban to happen under Trump's first watch. Mm-hmm. He's now actively pursuing keeping this thing with suppressors on the NFA list. He's actively wanting to keep it there. And, you know, he does want to lower the tax stamp cost to $5. But why keep it listed?
It's a safety device.
It's a muffler.
I don't get it.
It's not a gun. It's a muffler.
Well, and the entire NFA itself is an infringement upon the Second Amendment.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And these people are supposedly to be the champions of the Second Amendment.
Where's the freedom fight? They've completely abandoned. And doing what Chris does best is picking a watered-down, middle-of-the-road stance on something, thinking that he might be able to do something in an appeal or whatever. And I got that from him himself.
Yeah, right.
But at the end of the day, they are lobbying to keep this stuff on the NFA list, which is going to kill this bill.
So are we saying that, you know, the suppressor manufacturers are doing this in an effort to keep the price high? Because if they got delisted, suppressors would probably come down. They'd be $200-$250 max.
Would they be what they would? You see them at in other countries.
Yeah, $75.
Right. I mean, it would be a muffler.
Right.
Right. Is what exactly what it is.
Right.
And one that's sought after because it's actually quite pleasant to be around.
Right.
Rather than having a hearing damage overall. Well, but yeah, why wouldn't they want to keep it listed? Because it keeps it to a elite perception of equipment.
Well, and you and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, and one of the things that I really still kind of believe this, like the prices are going to have to come down anyway out of pure competition because every Tom, Dick, and Harry's making a suppressor now.
I think there is going to be some sort of a price normalization, but
it's still, you're right, they're still going to be at that probably $400-$500 level.
Correct, and at the end of the day, guys, it's a muffler. This is not something that's a whole lot of rocket doctrine. Well, I take that back. It kind of is rocket doctrine as far as, you know, pressures and flow and sound and all that. But this piece of equipment has no business being that expensive. And it's that expensive because the perception of it is that it's an elite piece of gear.
Right.
And so with everybody getting into the game, there's just going to be a whole lot of choices. And there will be a market tolerance where they're going to find their middle ground. And that's where you're going to see suppressors live in that $400 to $500 range.
Right.
Until it gets delisted. Once it's delisted, it becomes common use hardware.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think we've reached a tipping point at that already. Suppressors are so common now. I really don't know of anybody that doesn't own one.
I know a couple guys, but they borrow.
Right.
Oh, when I'm at the range, like, hey, can I?
Yeah.
They just need to get their own.
Well, and I know a couple of those guys too, and the only reason they don't have their own is they're still waiting on approval for the tax stamp.
They hate the process of the egregious paperwork, fingerprints,
agreed.
Photo, but that's NFA process.
Right. And they don't want, and I know a few of those too, where it's like, oh, I don't want to do that because I don't want my name on a list. Guess what? You're already on a list.
Yeah. If you've bought a firearm in the last decade with a credit card, you're on a list.
Right.
So, well, yeah. No, I just find it kind of a betrayal in a lot of ways.
It is. It absolutely is.
I mean, we've got Chris Cox, who he knows better. And we all know he knows better. So at this point, who's been paid? Right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I'm headed with this whole thing. But Rep. Kuskoff is also pushing to keep them on the list. And he's a Republican.
Well, okay. Republicans are already proving that they're doing what Republicans always freaking do. I was hearing some clamoring last week that Speaker Mike Johnson is now saying, well, because DOGE has found all of these savings, we don't need budget cuts.
Oh, good Lord.
It's the typical linguine spine. I'm going to run on this, but I'm not actually going to do it if you elect me.
Can we just cut the budgets and run on what we need to run on for a little while?
Right. Well, and that's, we've been screaming that for years. It's not a revenue problem. It's a spending problem.
Correct.
You know, we're spending $1 trillion a year just on interest of the debt. $1 trillion. I mean,
that's a lot of zeros.
I can't even fathom that much money.
No, I can write out the number, but it's so remote from anything in my world that I wouldn't even know how to adjust to a trillion.
I the best example I ever saw, somebody knocked off like 9 zeros and went, okay, now we're household budget.
9 zeros.
Oh, it was insane.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know. The betrayal on this thing, it kicks you in the gut.
It does. And the funny thing, you were just telling me about this, right? That there was supposedly this private Zoom meeting or whatever for ATF agents.
Oh, yes. It was on Facebook. Actually, it was a Facebook chat. And they were all talking about how excited they were to get their new suppressors as part of their kit. And someone asked, well, can you define your need as an agency for such equipment? And they cited health and safety of their agents as the primary need for the pieces of gear.
Well, yeah, typical government, though. Good enough for, you know, good for me, but not for thee. There's a lot of that. The MP7 is a great example. But here's the funny thing. Weren't we just talking, you know, the ATF, they're getting this new kit, right? Does this go along with their new 2-week training that we went through?
Oh, geez.
That covers, like, they want to turn these guys into freaking James Bond in 2 weeks.
Well, they all claim that operator status as soon as they've gone through orientation.
God,
but guys, the ATF as an organization should rub you the wrong way. If the FBI is doing its job, we don't need an ATF or an NFA.
No.
Period. End of story. The fact that they have agents that are weaponizing against U.S. citizens.
Specifically
against U.S. citizens. The ATF doesn't enforce grounds on any other soil.
That's right.
So that should bug you just a little bit.
Well, and look at the egregiousness of the ATF, particularly over the last, let's call it, 15 years. Do we remember Fast and Furious?
Oh, vividly.
I mean, intentionally straw purchasing firearms to cross the Mexican border.
When the FFL would call in and say, hey, because this is back when we did things on the phone, this purchase seems a little fishy. What do you think? They were specifically told, let the purchase go. Let it happen. We'll catch it on the other side. We have a plan.
Right.
So they were setting these FFLs up for the whole drama of the thing.
Right.
And then they hung it in their butt when they found the guns.
Well, yeah, and then come to find out Mexico's suing the ATF for, what, $1 billion or something like that?
Because of the guns were found in
Mexico. Yep. I mean, things like that should completely erode any trust and credibility that that agency had.
Well, my tinfoil's round pretty tight, and I get in trouble all the time. But if a government entity sends somebody to your door and he says, hey, man, I'm from the government, I'm here to help, you need to shut the door and run because he is not there to help.
No, just shoot him in the face.
They're not there to help you. And that's the problem. The government, in the way it's supposed to be structured, should be there to help the citizenry.
Well, it not even help. Just stay the hell out of the way. You're there to settle disputes.
Correct.
Regulate commerce so that everybody has a level playing field.
Correct.
And that's it. You know, incarcerate the criminals. That and protect us from any kind of foreign invasion. That is the role of the government.
But newsflash, guys, you got to commit a crime before you can get incarcerated.
Right.
These fishing expeditions, pushing people into a situation that's bad, where they have to make a bad choice under duress, and then they hang it in their butt.
Right.
That's not right either.
No.
And that's become the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because otherwise they wouldn't have a legitimate purpose. Not that that's legitimate, but they're creating their own purpose.
Well, they got to justify the budget somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And back to budgets, right?
Uh-huh.
What is the ATF budget these days? Do we even know?
I have no idea.
I mean, I understood it got slashed because they got rid of 1,000 agents.
They need to get rid of, you know, twice that many at least. Because what did we figure out? There's like 4,500 people that work at the ATF?
Yep, that sounds about right.
So let's take another 1,000 and then just keep whittling down from there.
Wouldn't hurt at all.
Because you're exactly right. I mean, at the end of the day, the FBI handles the criminal background checks, the NICS checks. If anything really goes haywire, the FBI is there anyway. Do we remember Ruby Ridge, y'all?
The FBI's charter is domestic criminal activity across state lines.
Right.
So, because, you know, you have municipal, county, state police. Outside that, there's a Fed. And that's the FBI. Their charter is domestic criminal activity.
But if you look at what the FBI has become in the last decade, too, you know, how many local sheriffs have flat out said, if any federal agent comes into my county trying to pull whatever crap they were trying to pull at the time, I will personally escort them to the edge of the county.
And he can. He's the That's highest right. law in the land.
That's right.
Luckily, our sheriff is of that mind.
Thankfully.
And so remember that when you have time to vote for a sheriff, make sure you vet them a little bit.
Yes, yes.
It's important.
I would say that your local sheriff is probably the most important person that you elect.
Oddly enough, the next one in line always blew my mind.
The coroner. Yeah.
That's right. So if the sheriff screws up bad enough to where he has criminal activity, the coroner has arresting authority for the sheriff.
Didn't we have any...
Is that like that in every state or just ours?
It's just the way the government's structured. Yeah, every state, it's that way.
And didn't we have an incident, like it wasn't, it was, there was a death. It was an unexpected death.
Yep.
Where our coroner had to step in, or we didn't have a coroner, and it was a big freak out. I can't even remember what all happened.
So, yeah, it was a couple of years ago. What the situation was is our coroner had died, right? And we didn't have one as a pro tem. Because it's an elected position, and that's the issue. See, elected official versus appointed.
Right.
And the sheriff's elected. So the sheriff had to fill in for the coroner. He's not a medical professional, and the coroner should be. Right? So
I thought they did have a backup, but she was in Florida on vacation because this was an unexpected death.
Yes, we had a backup, but she was in Florida on a vacation, and she would have had to come home and be sworn in before she could do official duties anyway. So the time frame was completely out of sync.
Well,
it was kind of a thing for a couple of days.
And that's how we actually learned about all of this, because I don't think any of us really knew that's how it all worked until all that came about and we started digging into it and went, wow.
Yeah, I was sitting down with my state senator and he was like, well, here's how the structure works. And he told me how it went. And I sat there kind of with my mouth half open going, are you kidding me? I never thought the coroner was that kind of power, but they are.
So In line with this whole suppressor deal, I saw an article, and both California and Illinois are doing this, no surprise. But the Glock, the full auto sear that you can put in the Glock, right? Which is already illegal. We know this. But to make it more illegal, California and Illinois, they're solution to this is just to ban Glocks, the sale of Glocks, or any handgun that can take the auto sear.
Wow. So this was not thought through very well.
No. I mean,
there's only 9 million different variants of the Glock out there today.
Right. And this is why Daddy drinks, because, you know, Glock 21 and 17 and 19 shoot 9 millimeter, but 22 shoots 40,
and 34 is 45.
Yeah, this is why. I don't know. Yeah, this is why I drink.
Yeah, naming from the Austrians.
Yeah. Well,
but you're going to take the same equivalent as the Honda Civic.
Yeah.
On the road, it is the most utilitarian, goes forever and ever, starts every time you want it to go. Vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ban that.
Yep.
Even the electric version, ban that. No, this is stupid on its face.
Well, I think they looked and they saw what Colorado got away with and went, hey, why not?
Yeah, Colorado hasn't got away with it yet. I mean, they've put it in place, and people are starting to acquiesce and start abiding by it. But I will tell you on good authority that the NRA is headed into Colorado pretty heavy-handedly.
Well, and it sounds like Pam Bondi is too, with her new Second Amendment task force. I know Republicans in Colorado have specially appealed to her. They're like, put the screws to them, because it's the only way that we're going to stop this to keep happening. Because Colorado does this every year.
Well, and they attempt something stupid like this every year, thinking it's what their constituents want. The downside is they have an attention span of a gnat.
Right.
Because 5 years ago, they implemented a law that prohibited them from putting any law into place that infringed on the Constitution, period, and assigned penalties to each of the congressional folks that did so. So, there's a legal team from the NRA headed into Colorado, and they're taking personal issue with each of those representatives.
As they should.
As they should.
As they should.
And they're taking statewide precedent on it as well. So, it's about to have the smackdown, and it's going to be fun to watch.
As it should, because this is getting ridiculous. I mean, we had the float from the New Mexico governor.
Suspended the Second Amendment.
Yeah,
only in Albuquerque.
Yeah. But, I mean, this kind of crap has got to stop, because they keep doing it because there's no penalty to them. Which, again, is the whole damn problem with government. Anything that they do doesn't affect them.
Well, we were talking about this a minute ago anyway. Reading comprehension.
Yeah.
Right? When you take that job, you should probably pick up the state constitution and go, what can I and can I and cannot do?
Most of them don't. They don't even read the bills that they vote on, because they're all put together by staffers and stuffed in a drawer until it's, oh, we can stuff this in here, which is why we end up with these 4,000-page bills.
Right.
Which, that's crap.
It is crap. Sat in a board meeting for the NRA recently, and there were resolutions in executive session that were brought up and lobbied for that would have been a direct conflict with the bylaws of the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of stuff you can't let happen.
Right.
You have to change the bylaws before you can make the resolution work.
Yeah.
What's the chances of us changing the Constitution at this point in our country's history?
Slim to none.
Slim to none. So these laws are stupid.
Right. No, it absolutely is. And we were in that meeting when all of that took place. Now, the resolution that was brought forward, the meaning behind it and what it was attempting to address, I totally agree with, and I'm behind it. But it needs to be refined so that it does work with the bylaws, and so that it doesn't paint everybody with the same brush.
Well, the metrics they were using to lobby for it were fraudulent at best as well.
Yeah.
Yes, some of those board members were associated with companies that did receive money from the NRA, but there are also businesses that do business with the NRA.
That's right.
Out in the open for the NRA to raise money with.
Right.
They are folks that are recruiting for membership. And if you look at the numbers that they actually put on paper, if that was true, then that recruiter was a damn rock star.
Right.
You need to leave him the hell alone.
Right.
He gets $5 per member he signs up.
Yeah.
It was $47,000 worth of bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Leave him the hell alone. He's bringing it in.
Right. No, I'm encouraged with what's going on at the NRA, and we'll keep an eye on it because it. But understand that the NRA, the way it is structured, the wheels move slowly.
All forms of government, they move slowly because there's a legal precedent you have to follow, and it's called Robert's Rules.
Mm-hmm.
To decide if we all want to wear a red tie on Tuesday, that's a 45-minute discussion.
Yeah. And it has to be seconded.
And it has to be gone through the process, and it has to go through the thing, get voted on, then been written into the bylaws as a resolution that's been adopted, and it's even not official for months after the case because legal has to look at it as well to see if there's any exposure. So, painfully slow.
And as, you know, the Ghostbusters said, you don't want us exposing ourselves.
I had forgot that. Yep. That's funny.
Well, let's pay some bills real quick, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about something way more fun.
Beans, bullets, Band-Aids, and booze. While everyone forgets about the last one, 10th Mountain has you covered. With a range of whiskey, vodka, and cordials, you're sure to find just the right spirit for your next adventure. Just remember to flip up your nods before you take a sip. Now shipping orders to nearly every US state so you can get in on the awesomeness. Enter Deer Shooter at checkout for 15% off your order. 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirits Company. Whiskey worth fighting for.
When it comes to your personal security, you want the best, and your training shouldn't be an exception. WyoTac is your one stop for all of your education and training needs, covering competitive, defensive, and hunting classes, as well as medical, fieldcraft, and survival courses. With over a decade of experience and with a network of resources, WyoTac can help to meet your goals. When no one is coming, you have to rely on yourself. Make sure you know what to do when the time comes. WyoTac, empowerment through self-reliance.
So, over the past couple of weeks, we have seen a lot of new pew-pews come in. I think you got the ball rolling with the Max that came in.
The SDS, yeah. These things are nice. I honestly have run the Shorty for a couple days now, and I've had my hands on a Staccato. I've had my hands on a Dan Wesson Custom, and these things are on par. They are running like a sewing machine. They're balanced right, and they're priced right. You can get into one for around $1,000.
Oh yeah.
Nice kit.
SDS. What they've been doing with the Max has been phenomenal. When we were at NRA, I was looking at their MP5. I mean, you're talking $1,300. You're into an MP5,
and it's
legit. Right.
It's the right one.
Now they did fix the trigger.
It is a little nicer.
I mean, yep. It still sucks, but it's way better than the old HK.
Yeah. No, it's right. They got a precision line of rifles coming out. I'll get my hands on one as soon as they hit U.S. soil. Kind of excited to see it.
All right. You have my attention.
Yeah. They're chambering 5.56 and 308 right out of the gate. They'll be expanding that offering once they actually get them in their hands and work with them a little bit. But they are chassis built. And kind of ground up their own rifle. It's not copy or cloned of anything that I could call. It's not a Remington action. It's not a Savage action. It's their own thing. I'm kind of interested to see it because they are pretty to look at.
Are these the ones you were telling me had like the 22 degree throw? Or
yeah. Yeah, the way that bolt runs is quite nice.
Well, right. So you had one show up today.
I did, but I haven't shot it yet.
Well, you've had it in your possession for what, like 8 hours?
The hell's wrong with
quite.
You? You have ammo.
Now, to be fair, this is one that we've been waiting on for 5 months.
Oh, wait, is she still in the I want to look at it stage?
Well, I don't know. So what it is, it's the Canic, they call it the Sketch. It's their signature series. They made 2,500 of these things. She saw one at SHOT and fell in love with it.
It does look like a cartoon gun.
But it's cool. The design on it and the way it's Cerakoted, it's made to look like it came out of a comic book.
It does. It looks just like that.
And it's cool, but it's the color's right.
Yep.
Really? That's all you can say about it?
That's it.
Well, and when it came in today, I got to put my hands on it first. And I will tell you, it points right. It feels right, the hand. The trigger's right. The reset is stupid short.
Yes.
It's very positive in nature, so you know when what's going on is going on. I dropped a few mags out of it. Ran kind of like a Swiss watch without making it go bang. Back to the question. Why haven't you shot this thing yet?
Because I came home to make you dinner for tonight.
I still don't see any food.
Oh.
Little cyanide in that one.
Now she gets angry. Here we go. Now it's just sacrilege to have a brand new toy like that without playing with it.
It'll have rounds down it here in the next couple of days.
Well, and it's one of those that it's never going to be a concealed carry.
Oh,
no, it's huge.
It's big.
No. I mean, the next size up's a mare's leg.
So they made the holster blue and white to match the gun. So I think it's
a showpiece. Visual. I mean, it is a showpiece.
Are you going to go get the wardrobe to totally rock this thing, right?
Well, if I wear blue, it'll disappear. So if you wear white, you know what I do with white.
Yeah. So you're going to have to be very judicious on how that works. Color theory has not been your strong suit in the past.
I live on a farm, damn it. Farm.
No, it is nice. I have two gripes about this thing since it's supposed to be so freaking special. Number one, they didn't put the extended base plates on, so it's got the flared magwell. So once you insert the magazine, it's gone.
Well, those must be expensive because only put them on one of your mags.
Yeah,
because they do have one.
I'm gonna have to call them and go, hey, send me another one of those, because, and that's that's been a gripe of mine with Canic since I started shooting them. Their flared magwells, their base plates are flush. So if you ever have a problem, and I have had these things jam on the range, you can't strip the magazine.
They spent too much money on the damn wrench. The
it
wrench
is cool.
Looks just like a little bitty cannon.
It
is
cool.
Kind of neat.
But it's the same color as the gun in the box.
Of course it is.
You know, that's what I got. So you got the Signature Series.
Yes.
And come on, you gotta say more than that. You've been.
I haven't shot it yet. What do you want me to say?
She hasn't even played with it. I think she looked at it on the.
I don't think you pulled the trigger.
I have not pulled the trigger.
Oh, I'm kind of obsessed with those triggers.
They are nice.
Mechanics got them right.
Nice.
So I got the Prime.
Yes, and that one does feel right as well.
It is right, and I have put rounds down it. Got to shoot a little bit last weekend. I need to get out and do some video work with it. But so this thing, it's one of the MCs. So this is concealable. 18 round magazines, which is awesome. The grip is right. Now this thing is pretty heavily textured, so it's grippy. It's pretty coarse grip, which when you're shooting it is really nice because it doesn't ooze around in your hands. Like, you remember the old, like the, a lot of them were kind of a rubberized grip. And if your hands started getting sweaty, they just like ooze.
They turn to squishy.
Yeah. This does not do that.
Well, and with stippling, there's a balance to be struck where it's grippy and stays in position, or you need stitches.
I lean more towards almost needing stitches. I like the super aggressive.
Yeah, there's a balance in the middle there. I don't mind a little aggression, but I don't want to have stitches. I have soft hands.
Oh, my God.
I do.
They make gloves.
I think for a living.
But no, this and the thing slide cut, the slide's almost skeletonized. It's kind of cool. And it's ported.
Nice.
So the last, like, I want to say 3/4 inch or so is ported. It's not rifled. And in shooting this thing, it shoots flat. And you mentioned staccato earlier, talking about the Mac.
Yes.
This thing runs like a staccato. I mean, the frame stays just absolutely perfectly still in space, and you just watch the slide run. Mm-hmm. It's got tritium sights. The one big thing I noticed that was different than any other gun I've shot was the trigger safety. So most trigger safeties are in the center of the trigger. It's that little paddle in the center. This one actually has a paddle, and it's all the way across the trigger.
Interesting.
And it also has stippling on it.
All right, so more purchase.
Yeah. The other cool thing that I've noticed that the Canics specifically are doing is they've created a spot on the slide for your finger that's above the trigger guard, but they stipple it, so it gives positive purchase. You've got some tactile feedback to know that your finger's in the right place when you're off the trigger.
That's so silly to say out loud, like you don't know where your finger's at.
Well,
we've taught classes. They don't know where their finger's at.
I'm fully aware that absentee-minded and all, but to say that out loud is so silly to hear.
But, no, I when they first came out, you know, what, 10 years ago, I was kind of, I don't know, Canics, new gun, and let me see what they do. But in the last 4 or 5 years, like, Canic, they're in there. I think they're one of the better guns on the market, especially for the money.
I would have to agree with you based off what I've seen.
I mean, they're not what I would consider a budget gun. You know, they're not the sub $400, but they're not the $1,000 Mac or the $4,000 Staccato, or, you know, I mean, they're...
Well, when you start talking about the Mac and the Staccato, that's a completely different animal from a frame perspective, the whole thing.
It is, yes. But, I mean, if you're looking, I mean, they're right on par with the, you know, the Glock, the Smith & Wesson, the Walthers. You know, they're in that, you know, $500 to $700 range.
Well, 5 to 7 puts them in with HK.
Yeah, not a lot of HKs.
Well, my VP9 was in that $699 range.
Yeah, you're barely in that range, but that's where VP9s start.
Still in the range, right? But that puts them definitely middle of the pack with a nice pistol.
They are, and they are very nice. And just their attention to detail and everything that comes with the box. You know, you've got all your tools, your little screwdrivers. They give you a little cleaning rod. I mean, they take care of you.
It's impressive.
No other gun that I bought comes with all that.
True. And I've had them all. I've had the Walther. I've had the HKs. I've had Glock clones. The Canic does come well equipped.
Mm-hmm. So with yours now, we just need to get a threaded barrel and a blue suppressor.
Maybe. I don't know if I want to add a suppressor to an already rather large
gun. It is every bit of full size.
Might want to put a bipod on it while you're at it.
Borderline rifle at this point.
Say, are you going to put a blue dot on it?
We've talked about it. I'm not a big dot fan on my pistol. I'm sights only, but Wilson here wants to see what it would be like.
I just want the marketing opportunity to take some pictures of a really pretty gun. That's it. How
we'll
you run
that.
It and choose to run it later is up to you.
And if he gets me addicted to it, it might stay. If he doesn't, it's going to go.
I mean, yeah, the thing about it is that platform is big enough to support an E7 on there.
The full size to oversized handguns, what it was made for.
Yep.
Really close to the 1-6. I'm just.
It's a long ways from that one.
I didn't even look. What's the magazine capacity? Is it like 21 rounds in that thing?
I didn't even look because I live in a state that it doesn't matter.
They're all standard capacity.
I wonder if we can get them to build you a drum mag.
I'm sure we could probably do that.
Yeah. Because reloading's silly.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Let's holster that with a drum mag.
Need to take you to advanced pistol handling with Rob Pinkas with that.
Oh, yeah. My God.
How is this a bad idea?
Because it's going to turn into a cage match, and I'm just, I mean, I know who's coming out alive.
Yeah, it's again, not going to be Pincus.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the outcome of that one. That would be kind of fun to watch.
Oh, God.
And if that does happen, y'all, for you listening out there, we will video that.
So, I mean, other than that, what do we got coming up? We got a pretty good match coming up. Night Force here in like less than a month.
Yeah. It's going to be a weekend of fun. Outside that, I've got my head down at the shop, guys. I don't know what I'm doing.
Have you decided who's shooting the Night Force? You have two spots.
I have two slots. Jason wants one, so I'll get him on that. That'd be pretty easy. The other slot, I don't know if I'm going to shoot it or let somebody else have it, but I don't know. To be determined.
To be fair, you need to figure it out early, so even if it's you, you take your gun out before you go.
We're going to do this live.
Sometimes I've had way better days. Like, I'll sit there to run up to a match, and I'm practicing, and something goes wrong, and then I get into that quicksand spiral where it's like everything just keeps going worse and worse and worse.
Well, I didn't spend much time behind mine last time I shot it, and by the time I got there, I think we had 20 rounds through the firearm I was using.
And you beat me.
Well, you know, you hold it in the same place. Anyway... You know, a little more time behind the gun, I might have done even better.
Well, I'll get a little bit of practice because I got a long range class coming up next week, so.
I was going to do that with you just to get all warmed up and stuff, but it's supposed to rain during your whole class, and I'm a comfort shooter, so unless I have to be there, I'm not going to stand in the rain.
It's Monday, and you're trusting a weather report that's 7 days out. I mean, they usually can't figure out what's going to happen this afternoon.
Yeah, but the whole damn week says rain, so I'm like, ah.
I'll believe it when it gets here. It was supposed to rain last night, and it didn't.
Well, because that was only a 20% chance.
I mean, we scrambled and worked all day. I keep telling her, it's like, when we mow the lawn properly, it's all day.
It rained for like 3 seconds at my house.
Because my pattern was... a little weird because I was playing Avoid the Danger Noodle.
Yeah. So it's definitely springtime here. The snakes are out in force. I've seen 5 in the last 2 days.
All bulls. Good.
Now, there's a couple on the highway that I couldn't tell you what they were. Not dead, but like on the side of the road.
You missed opportunity.
I did, but, you know.
No, because he... swerved to the side, and instead of hitting the snake would move, and he'd hit the pheasant. It would be a mess.
Oh, no. I have to take you under my wing and show you how to do this. You speed up, and you lock all the wheels up and skid over top of that snake. There's no guessing.
And you take out the neighbor's dog. You
know, collateral damage.
Well, yeah, we did. Yeah, we were coming back from town. And
Sorry, Fluffy.
Some dog jumped the fence to chase the truck.
He'll only do that till he catches one.
Oh, God. So, other than the match, is that all we really have going on?
Yeah, I'm going to fish a little and got my head down at the shop. That's what I'm doing.
We did finally get to go out and spend some time outdoors up in the mountains, except they still had the gate closed for like another week.
We're a little early. We were overzealous.
We wanted to be for the first time in a long time. It's been above 70.
I know. It's been nice.
It has been.
Tomorrow's going to be in the low 60s.
Yeah. Well, and then it turns out like 40 degrees and an inch of rain. Cool.
It's coming.
I have to do range prep. Always in the rain. At least I can say Michael Bain's not coming to this class, so the weather should be good. I have found that I cannot be on a range with Bane ever, or the weather's going to suck.
That is the universe telling you to something.
You guys made it snow in Arizona.
We did. Snow in Arizona. Both times in Colorado is sleet and snow and cold. And
yep, that's the universe telling you to something.
Now, we've never made it bad in Raton.
This is true.
So, maybe it's location?
Nah,
because it wasn't your plans. And it wasn't
Bane's. That's probably
plans.
What it was.
It's Wilson's plans.
That's probably what it was.
I am not planning the rest of your trips.
You may have to.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're going to go and you want the weather to be good, you may have to.
Well, if I'm going, I'm planning it. I've seen you two knuckleheads plan.
Hey, it always works out.
Kind of.
So, until next week, you know, if you see your friendly ATF guy, you know, give him the one finger salute and keep blaming Chris Cox.
Yeah, this time it's all Chris's fault.
Perfect.